Well, hello. Welcome to my very first podcast. So the title is How to Traumatise Your Children for Life or Truly Inspire Them to Live. So to understand what I mean by that, I need to just tell you a little bit about my background and my parents and, yeah, give you somewhere the roots of my journey of my life. So my parents have had a really remarkable life. They're both still living. Dad, he was a train driver and he was also an entrepreneur. He was flipping properties since the 1960s. He'd buy a house, he'd go in, he'd renovate it, and he'd sell it fairly quickly afterwards and make some money. So Dad was 29 when he first retired. So he's 79 now, and this afternoon he's leaving to renovate a property that he's just bought on an island off the coast of Australia. So he still works. He's been worked on and off, retired, and he's always just kept his foot in the property market. And we've watched his journey as children. And my dad's really generous. He would just open his wallet and give you his $5 that he's got in there. He never has much money in his wallet because Mum controls the money. And Mum was a daughter to my grandparents who were in the, they were in the Depression, right? And Mum was one of six children. So Mum's childhood was post-depression, plentiful food because they grew everything out in the back with the garden, out the back and all the vegetables and everything. So they never went hungry, but money was always scarce. So as I was growing up, Mum, her role, she ran a large sales team from most of New South Wales in Australia, which ran from the Queensland border to the Victorian border. Now, I grew up at school in the 1970s where most parents didn't work. They were at home. So Mum often missed, we thought she missed our tuck shop and all that rest at school and a lot of school events, but she didn't. She tells us she was often there. But we only ever saw Mum working and going here and there and flying out and going overseas and all that sort of stuff. But Mum and Dad raised us to think like entrepreneurs, that we could do anything that we wanted, especially Dad. He would often say to us, you know, you girls could grow up and be prime ministers if you want to, or, you know, run the world. But Mum was more traditional. And her view of our working life and what we should do was, as girls, was teachers, nurses, all that sort of stuff. So I had a very happy childhood. But how was I traumatised and where did my belief about life start? And that's what I've been thinking about the last few days, is where did I start to really become focused on what you do during your life and how where does it start from and how does it affect you as you grow up? So I remember Mum saying to me when I was a little girl that my grandfather never got to do what he wanted to do in his life. So as I said, Nan raised six girls post-depression. You know, three girls slept in one double bed. And Nan was a beautiful woman. She had white, really beautiful white hair, curly. She always laughed and smiled and she always wore a apron because she had one of those old fires, you know, the old ovens in the kitchen that you stoked the fire on, that you bought the wood in. And my memories from childhood is Nan sitting there toasting, making toast of a morning in her pink terry toweling dressing gown as she'd make us kids some toast. So, and Pa was a railway man, but I didn't really know him, so, because he died when I was eight. And Mum telling us that I just really remember this clearly is Mum saying that Nan and Pa's dream was to go to Perth on a train. And after they'd raised their children, he was going to retire. They were going to get on the train, go across the Nullarbor of Australia and see Perth. Well, that never happened because he got leukemia and he died, and he was, I think, probably about 62 or 63. So that is where the crux of my idea of waiting till you retire to do everything comes from. So because they worked hard, Nan and Pa worked hard all their life, and they never got to realise their dream. And Mum would repeat this story to me throughout my childhood. Now, my parents travelled. They would bundle us off to neighbours or aunts or Nan, and while we were kids, and they would go overseas, often for business for Mum, you know, getting on a plane. They go to Singapore or Hong Kong or to an island resort here. As we got a bit older, they would go for weeks at a time and travel Europe or get on a train and go around America. So we never got to go as children. In the 1970s and 80s, when I was a child, children stayed at home. They didn't really travel with their parents at all. We were not part of that adventure with my parents. And my parents to this day are still very all about each other. They do everything for each other, and us kids are just sort of on the side. We're just a part of their life, but it's always been Mum and Dad together. So fast forward to my career, which was not my choice, by the way. It was my Mum's choice, but I agreed, and Mum suggested that I become a nurse because she had a few sisters who were nurses. So I headed into the nursing direction for the last few decades, and I've worked everywhere in a hospital. I've worked every type of shift, and along the way I've gained skills and knowledge, and I've burnt out also as the years have rolled by, and I've also been injured. So nursing's a fabulous, rewarding career, but it takes its toll on you mentally and physically. So but how did my parents inspire me or plant the seed I needed to live my life that I do now? So it's a really interesting journey once you start to knuckle down why you do what you do. So when I was 29, I was married. My husband and I had two children. And after a long bout of illness, and I was in and out of hospital a few times, I said to my husband that I married him, I loved him, but I needed to do something for myself, and I needed to travel. I'd always wanted to travel from the time I was probably 13 or 14. I wanted to travel. I wanted to see a part of the world. And because I'd got married and had children, I hadn't got to do that. And it was something in my core that said I needed to do that. So I packed my bags and I left my husband for 6 weeks with the children. They looked after themselves, and I headed to Italy and Egypt. Now, At the time, I said if I never travelled again, I could say to myself, I've done it. You know, I wasn't going to be like my Nan and my Pa and live with regrets that I'd never done anything. So for me, when I was, you know, 29, 30, through to 39, I was happy I had travelled. So, but of course, I got better. And I packed my little health issue with me whenever we travel now. And every second year, we spend our wedding anniversary in a country or a place that's on my list. So now, at the age of 56, I've actually ticked off my whole bucket list. So in September 2018, we ticked off my absolute biggest bucket list, which was to climb Machu Picchu. So I got the biggest thrill, and I thought I was going to just burst into tears when I was up there. It was really difficult for me to get up there, but I did it, and the feeling was fabulous. So I can't really describe it. It was just a magical place to be, and I'm just so grateful that I did it, and I'm grateful of the journey that has led me to start to tick off my bucket list from the time I was 29. So as a nurse, I continue to hear my patients, even up until yesterday when I did a nursing shift, and they tell me their story of how we were planning to travel, we just bought tickets to go to America, or we just bought tickets to go on a cruise, and now I'm sick and we can't go. And I've been waiting, you know, for me to retire, and then we're going to go on our holiday. And of course, they're generally, at the moment, I'm working in a cardiology unit, so they're generally older with some serious health issues, and their travel is delayed quite a while sometimes. So nurses travel, by the way. If you didn't know that, nurses love to travel, and we talk about travel all the time in the operating theatres, in the staff room. We chat about travel and who's been where and who's going somewhere. We love it. Because we value it and we value life. We see that we have only got a certain amount of time in our life to realise our dreams, and that that's why we do what we do outside of nursing. So I'm very grateful that my parents inspired me to live a life of securing my dreams as I've moved along. So, and that doesn't mean buying mansions on, you know, the beachfront or driving fabulous cars. It just means a life that's happy and healthy, and you're loved and you inspire to do what you would like to do. So my voice moving forward is to inspire others to design the life that they want with wellness and lifestyle, and to be able to financially fund what they want to do and have the time freedom to do it while they're well and they're healthy now, and be thankful for the life that they give themselves. So if you would like to tune in every week, I would love to share with you more about life and the living stories that go on around us every day. Thank you.